From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. High-level meetings scheduled on Israeli-Palestinian violence. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he will meet separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas amid ongoing Israeli-Palestinian violence.
Later this week, I will meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu because he will be in Germany and I'm coming through at that moment. We will meet there. And then I will go to the region and I will meet with President Abbas and I will meet with King Abdullah and others.
One Israeli soldier was killed and at least 10 other Israelis were wounded Sunday after a gunman opened fire at a bus station in a southern Israeli city of Beersheba. The attacker was killed by police. Violence was also reported Sunday in the city of Hebron on the West Bank and along the Israeli border with Gaza. Police started building a wall between one Jewish neighborhood and a Palestinian village in East Jerusalem to try to prevent more trouble. President Obama Sunday ordered the U.S. government to start preparing to lift sanctions against Iran on what was called Adoption Day, the day all parties who signed the nuclear deal in July take the first steps toward implementing it. The European Union also passed legislation Sunday allowing its members to start looking at ending sanctions. Representatives from Iran and the six world powers who signed the deal will meet in Vienna Monday to set up a commission that will oversee implementation. Voters in Egypt turned out in low numbers Sunday in the first phase of parliamentary elections, widely expected to strengthen President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's grip on power. The long-delayed vote will continue Monday in 14 of the 27 provinces. Voting will continue November 22nd and 23rd elsewhere in the country. You're listening to VOA News.